Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. YouTube, you guys are all fired up today, and I'm here for it. So I'll read some texts for some funsies here. Could he move the NHL team here? That would be sexy. I think a lot of people in this town secretly would really love a hockey team. I know everybody wants baseball and NFL. I think a hockey team would do very well in this town.
I do in a general sense. I don't because it's the same time of year as basketball.
Yeah, okay. I follow. But I think hockey could do well here.
Are they a big enough market to support two teams in the same season?
That's the interesting question.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're better
and Timbers
off.
Would overlap too. Don't know, because people go to that. That stadium sells out all the time.
I'm just saying, the sigh was because there's not a single soccer.
Ooh, I love soccer.
There's not a single soccer hockey crossover fan.
No, I'm getting there in hockey. Like, but
don't get me wrong.
There.
The 13 of you out there, how dare you? It's just there's not a crossover between those two fan bases.
The word ship might just be a no-go for me, according to the fan text line. Let's see. Buy the Lloyd Center and build a new stadium event area there. If we need a new arena, are they going to ask for public money because they don't have crazy money? The answer to that is yes. Any way to find out if the new investor in the Blazers is part of the Portland Diamond Project? No, we're never going to know who's in the Diamond Project unless they actually get a team. Hopefully he fixes the freeway around Moda. I like the idea of building up Tom Dundon as the savior of the city of Portland.
It's kind of funny. I golfed this past weekend with a guy who's worked for ODOT for 30 years.
Yeah.
And we were talking about because they're redoing
the worst part of I-5.
Yes. We were talking about Shalem Glen, the golf course that's right out by me. They're expanding the course and they're pulling the bypass up that goes around Newburgh to Dundee, and they're going to turn the course into basically like 27, then back to 18. But he was asking me like, "Well, where are they doing this at? How are they doing this and all those kind of things?" And I was like, "Well, when the bypass," he goes, "Well, they can build the golf course, but the bypass isn't getting done anytime soon because there's no money." And he goes, "Ask me how I know." I go, "How do you know?" He goes, "I've worked for ODOT for 30 years. Let me tell you right now."
It ain't happening.
You don't hold your breath on that.
But
as far as the, I think we've kind of buried the lead here because so many people freak out about this, and it's in the replies to my tweets, and it's in the text lines, and the YouTube chat. Never say never is what everybody always tells me behind the scenes. They're not moving the team.
No, I don't think so.
You don't go get an ownership group with a guy based from Portland who's married to somebody who works for the Oregon Health Authority, who's currently redoing a district in Carolina, and then moving the team. Number one, there's a basketball team in Charlotte. They're not going to put two basketball teams in the state of North Carolina.
No, they're
it's not.
Not
happening.
Maybe Texas? No, it's not going to happen
there
either.
No, they're not moving the team. The whole point of now. There's already been some discussion about public-private equity as it pertains to a new stadium. I know Oregon. I know the city of Portland. You don't want it. My monies. I want it spent on the arts, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. You're going to spend your money. The leaders are going to sign off on it. It's going to happen. Now, the sliding scale is how much?
Right. Now, also, we have to remember that there is in place the deal, which many people think is strictly for the baseball stadium with the jock tax. Mm-hmm. That is not strictly for
that
a
is not
baseball
the case.
Stadium.
Correct.
Correct. But also, that money isn't allocated yet.
Right.
It was capped at, I believe, 150, and it's now up to 800. But here's the thing. The money has to come into it in order for the pool to grow to that.
Yeah.
And that will take time.
Well, basically, it's essentially going to be they're doing a Dumb and Dumber with Harry and Lloyd. It's all the IOUs. Yeah. So they're like, hey, we're going to spend this money on this thing. And then once people start coming in and the players start coming in, the jock tax money comes in, that's how we pay it back.
Yes. So, but, and look, I don't believe public money should go towards this stuff. But here, and this is why I wanted owners that had more money than God.
Unless I get a certificate saying I'm a part owner like the Green Bay Packers, I also don't want that.
That's never happening in sports again.
Yeah, never.
The interesting thing here is that these owners, they're not worth untold billions.
No.
They're all worth a billy or so.
I like how we're trashing dudes that are only single-digit billionaires.
Again, but here's the thing. If you don't have the crazy money...
Of course.
Steve Ballmer said, Inglewood, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm buying this land. We're going to do this. We're going to have the dopest stadium in the NBA.
Yeah.
Watch me do this. Also, check out my toilets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you can do when you're worth $100 billion. It doesn't matter, right? So they don't have an ownership group that has that kind of capital. So there's going to be public money. The number that I've reached out to people over, I don't know, probably the last 6 months, and it's intensified with the Adam Silver talk and how the stuff that's coming out publicly, it's because of what's been going on behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. If you can look at the tea leaves and have those discussions, you understand where this stuff was going. My original thought was 10 to 15% public money. I have adjusted that to probably a cap at 20%.
Okay.
That's what I think that is the absolute most that Oregon politicians could feasibly do this for. And that includes the current Mayor Wilson, the current Governor Kotek, coming together because it's going to risk their political careers.
Of course it will.
And I think that
I think the mayor's doing that on a daily basis.
Well,
right
I mean,
now.
In this city, it doesn't matter who you are.
I think
are.
Tina Kotek's doing that every day.
Yeah,
as
the
well.
Governor. Yeah. No.
I think they're both putting their necks out there.
But if you push too hard, it can get you killed in this particular state and in this particular market. I think 20% is the most that they could possibly hope to get out of it. And again, I don't think that they'll get that. I think that's the most that they could possibly push it to. But then where does the other 80% come
from?
Yeah,
this is just my uneducated opinion. I was going to say educated, and then I realized I'm stupid. My uneducated opinion is just putting money into the Moda. It's not just making Moda nicer.
It's not good enough.
I know, but that's going to be the Band-Aid for now until maybe that basket grows to a larger amount.
But you can't,
and then can create something like
you
that.
You can't spend $1 billion redoing Moda because, number one, you can't do it like you did at Climate Pledge where you didn't have a tenant.
Right.
You can't go play in Memorial Coliseum for 3 years with a 12,676 seats.
Especially not when you're winning titles.
I think it was just shy. For some reason, I want to say 12,884 was the number that always stuck out in my head.
There's a double digit in the hundreds. I can remember that. That's why I said 676. I
can't play at veterans when you're winning titles like the Blazers are next year.
Yeah, okay. But no, you're costing yourself, 6,000 seats at 6,000 times 41. Do the math on that. For 3 years.
I'm not going to do the math on that.
You can't. That's not financially feasible.
Right. I agree.
And you can't be like, well, this project's going to take 3 years, da 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 da. So what does this end up looking like?
I would love to see what Tom Dundon can do around the Moda Center, what he's doing around the spot in Carolina. So let's get to that next. What do you want to see? We talked about this a little bit in years past with Phil Knight having that same sort of comment. What can this guy do to come in and make things better? We'll get to that next. Blazers, they got a buyer. That's Danny Meringue. I'm Patrick Harris, 105.1 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Getting higgy with it.
All right, we'll have Tyson Alger join us at 12:15. We'll get his thoughts on the Blazers, the Portland Trail Blazers, as they have been sold. They like gold.
Does she poop at parties?
Wow. Nice save, because that definitely did not sound freaky deaky Dutch. That sounded a little highly.
Does she poop at parties?
I did show my kids that, and they think it's absolutely hilarious. Sometimes I'm like, so they can smell things and see things?
Yeah, I like to poop too, but I do it, you know, at home, not at a party.
You know, he says, I poop at parties too, but I close the door so that nobody snows.
Was that Flula?
That Jennifer.
Flula Borg, I want to say was his name.
She's a real party pooper. Jennifer poops at parties and everyone knows this.
She poops at parties.
Dude, my kids love it. They think it's so hilarious. So then sometimes I just talk in that voice around the house. It's the first time they thought I've been funny in like the last 6 months. So like, it's a big win for me and I'm going to ride that as hard as I can.
I always, my go-to is the dad jokes with the kids. They love a good dad joke.
Oh, I'm a full eye roll now.
Yeah, oh, my kids, they love a good dad joke. Oh,
the dad joke is a full eye roll.
My 13-year-old, even she is all in on the dad jokes. She'll pull out the dad jokes. And I'm like, see, there you go. You're your daddy's kid.
Whether you want it or not.
All right, we'll keep talking about this Blazers situation as there's just a lot to get to. I mean, the fan text line, YouTube chat as well. Is there room on the text line? Is there room to build an NBA arena and an MLB stadium at the South Waterfront property? The answer is no.
Yes, there is.
Yeah?
Yeah, there is.
There's enough room to build both?
You have to tear down veterans and you have to get the grain silo.
No, the South Waterfront.
South Waterfront.
Yeah,
South Waterfront, no.
Absolutely not.
No. Because that thing's stuffed in
to
there.
To be honest, yeah, there's barely even room for the MLB stadium.
Yeah, I think
there's not even really because you can't park there. Yeah, they don't want to park there.
People are really worried about how that situation down there is going to look. Look, I think at this point the Moda Center is your best option. And honestly, yeah, your truly best long-term option is to tear down veterans, let the Winterhawks play at the Moda Center, and build from scratch in that area. And that's what I want to know. It's like, how can that area get better? Because we talk about this a lot. And like Phil Knight talked about it when he was tinkering around buying the team. I don't know, man. I've been down there a lot. I got friends that have worked at places around there, like Upright Brewing's right around there. When Ex Novo was there, now it's Lazy Days. I got friends that work there, and yeah, it's real busy, but like, I don't know. Like, what are you tearing down to put in?
Well, but here's the thing, too. Aren't they already scheduled to do improvements at Moda?
Sure, they have to because of the WNBA.
Right.
It's not the WNBA. The improvements are and the things around it have to do with the Final Four in 2030.
Oh, okay.
That was the bigger. WNBA is...
Okay, well, so
if the NBA team can play there, the WNBA team can play there.
So if it's for Final Four in 2030,
mm-hmm.
we're in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Why not scrap those plans and just get going on new joint?
Well, that's the thing.
Dollars.
Is like, well, no, I mean, you can bail out of some things.
I mean,
because
it takes what, 2-3 years to build a building.
I think. I think the groundbreaking stuff that I had heard when it comes to new buildings, from the time a shovel hits the ground, I believe it's 36 months.
Okay.
So yes, three years.
So then, if that's the case, and I mean, granted, there's a lot of hurdles to cross until that point, like, you know, finding a new joint, or if you tear down the VMC and build right next to it, or a different joint like at Lloyd Center or what have you. Technically, we could have a new building in time for 2030, correct?
Yes.
So then why not scrap the money that's scheduled to be spent on upgrading Moda Center?
Well, they could. That's what a new owner could come in and do, and that's what's interesting with this. But, and again, that's why where the Trailblazers' current lease agreement, that was a 5-year bridge lease that they could go further with to renew, because they knew what path they were going to end up heading down. I've mentioned this before. Look, I'm a veteran. The Veterans Memorial Coliseum has been marked a historic building. I don't care. Burn it to the ground.
Well, you could say the building itself is not the Veterans Memorial.
No, the memorial itself is down the staircase.
The building did not fight in a war for this country.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's also a Korean War memorial.
The memorial itself is like in the basement.
It is
a
fountain outside.
Like I've said, it's where we go get high before concerts and games.
There is a staircase to the left of the main doors when you go in that goes down to level, and if you tucked into the right hand side is a fountain there. That is the war memorial, and if I'm not mistaken, is only a Korean War Memorial. It is not a veterans memorial for all wars.
Not even just veterans of foreign wars. Yeah. It's not a VFW thing.
So I'm a big proponent of the whole, you know, architecture thing. It's a glass box. It's not the Louvre.
I do kind of like Veterans Memorial.
Stop it.
And it still smells like stale beer and regret.
Hell look, yeah, brother.
I'm in a room with him. What do you think I smell all day?
Terry's got to add the American spirits on there too.
Tear it down and build something better. Everybody's like, oh, pretending that it's the Roman Colosseum is just so Portland and pretentious.
Is Coldplay going to play there?
I just stop, man. I hate.
I don't know if they'd have enough suites for CEOs.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like veterans.
It's
fun. For watching WHL hockey, it's dope.
Sure, and they get like 6,000 people in there.
Yeah. I saw on the YouTube chat that it'll get to, after renovations, it'll get to 10,000 seats.
Cool, and they probably will never fill it. And again, Winterhawks, I love you guys. I've been to a lot of your games.
They will when the Blazers play there.
Yeah. And I don't want to displace the Winterhawks, but if that's what it costs, I'll send you to freaking Chattahoochee. I don't care. Chattahoochee.
Never knew how much that dirty water meant to me.
Yeah, see?
I know that one.
That Galveston water.
Yeah. Even I know that one.
But I mean, it's like, that is not an impediment. It's just, it's a WHL team. Like, and again, Winterhawks, no shade at you. I love you. I've been to, dozens of games.
I love
always,
the Winterhawks.
Always have a good time.
Yeah.
But if it means that I get a whole district and a kick-ass building and everything makes sense, I'll pack your stuff for you.
I would like to know, if a new district is built, what do you want in that new district? 503-864-6326. Don't just say restaurants, because that's a duh. Restaurants and bars. What would you want in that new district kind of around there? I was kind of mentioning, like, there's not a lot of buildings that are open. There's not a lot of things that are just going to get torn down willy-nilly. It's not the coolest part of town. If there is to be an arts district or an events district or something like that, what would you like? Send it in, 503-864-6326.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.